People who are successful tend to be more successful simply because they know where they're going. When you set a goal, something about your mindset, something about your subconscious mind tells you you're now heading in that direction. Before setting the goal, it's optional. It's something you could change your mind about or not tell anybody. But when you set a goal and you make it public, the odds of you being successful just go up like you can't believe.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
There's a concept called the strange of secrets. Some of you probably heard of it. Some of you probably haven't, but you're going to hear about it now. A guy named Earl Nightingale, who is one of the legendary people of studying human beings and human nature and how things work like that, went out and he created something that is so powerful. Give you an example. Here's his 19-minute video of this that has 1.1 million views. I mean, that's just crazy on YouTube. That's how powerful this message is. But as a young boy, he sought the answer to this question. How can a person starting from scratch who has no particular advantage in the world reach the goals that he or she feels are important to them? And by doing so, make a major contribution to others. Well, doesn't that sound like he's working with us now? Doesn't it sound like that's the kind of conversation that you're having right now with yourself? I mean, if you're like I was when I was where you are, I'd be thinking, shoot, I don't have any advantage. I don't know about my goals. I don't know if the world's going to conspire for me or against me. How am I going to do this? Well, this is what Earl did. He became a radio host. He was so successful at it that paid him for the program's advertising sales. And so by that money, he decided to retire at 35. In the meantime, he started his own insurance agency, and he spent all these hours trying to motivate his sales force to do better. And so when he decided to go on vacation for a while, what happened was all of his leaders begged him to put his inspirational words on a record. I don't mean like record, like writing it down. I'm talking about an old vinyl record, because that was the only way you could get messages to people back then. They didn't even have audio cassettes yet. They certainly didn't have the internet. So just think about how difficult it was to communicate back in those days, and they did it anyway. You guys are the luckiest people in the whole world to have all the things that you have, and you just don't realize it. You know, that record that he made, think about this. He called it The Strangest Secret. It's the first spoken word record to become a gold record by selling over a million copies. That happened in the 60s. He was competing against the Beatles, and he had a gold record on The Strangest Secret. They also had a 5-minute daily radio program called Our Changing World, which became the longest running, most widely syndicated show ever in the history of radio. So this is a pretty powerful message. And when he died, Paul Harvey said the sonorous voice of the nightingale was stilled. Earl Nightingale never let a day go by that he didn't learn something new and in turn pass it on to others. And it was his consuming passion. That's how I feel about what we're doing here, about the way that we do our business and the way we communicate our business. So the first thing Earl did was play this for the group at his insurance agency, and he blew them away and totally electrified the room. Then he went out there and listen to this. The word spread. 200,000 people called or wrote or just walked into his office wanting a copy of this. Now that number is over a million. And that was in this low-tech vinyl record, just word of mouth kind of a world. What would happen today if there was social media and all the things that you guys know that we have? What if there were podcasts back then? You know, so 40 years later, The Strangest Secret's one of the most powerful and influential messages ever recorded. And everybody who listens to it feels like their business and their life was transformed. So what he did is he found the answer to the question that inspired him as a boy and found a way to leave a lasting legacy for others. So about that time, he met another guy that helped him to change the world, a guy named Lloyd Conant. And some of you guys know what that means. So those two got together and made an electronic publishing empire called Nightingale Conant. And that's probably the biggest company in the self-improvement field. And we've done a lot of work with them. Some of you remember we had an Advantage magazine back in the day, that magazine was published by Nightingale Conant. And so a lot of the contact that we've had with Nightingale Conant has been through Lloyd's son is Vic, and Vic's son is the guy that we work with. So it's been great to do that. But let's go on. I want to finish with this. There are seven takeaways from The Strangest Secret that I think would absolutely revolutionize your mindset. And if you're interested in this, we'll be able to get this to you because I think it's going to make a huge difference. Number one is a definition of success. You know, of 100 people starting at age 25, they all think they're going to be successful. But listen to this. By age 65, only one is going to reach that level of success and four others are going to be financially independent. Think about that. They had the same number of years. They lived in the same country. They had the same opportunities. But how does so few make it? Well, success is the realization of a worthy predetermined vision or an ideal. And so that's the opposite of courage in our society. It isn't cowardice. It's conformity. And what we're trying to do here is show you how to take this mindset that you build and you add to and turn it into success that you do. And so many people have so many thoughts about this. Jim Rohn says you got to walk away from the 95%. You can't just do it like everybody else does it. You got to find a better way. You got to say it better. 9 out of 10 people are going to die with less than $10,000 and no financial assets. That's a real stat. Now, which one do you want to be? You know, what do you want to do to try and change that? Well, I feel like that's what we have a chance to do here. And so the beginning of it is you got to set goals. Why do people settle instead of living the life they originally wanted? Because they don't think. They don't go out there and they don't sit down. And these are some old quotes. So they say men simply don't think. I guess if they did it today, they'd say people don't think. But at the end of the day, what The Strangest Secret discovered is that the people that set goals are the ones that win. Not the ones who hit goals, the ones who set goals. Those five out of the 100, they set goals. You know, the tragedy of life is what dies inside a person while they live. Think about that. The people who set goals are the ones who succeed. This is the heart of this whole Strangest Secret. You just have to set goals. Now think about that for a second. We now have teed up, using technology, a website called getallincommitment.com. That's all you got to do is go to that website and you can set goals. You can never again say you didn't set goals. We even give you an opportunity to put a multiplier on it. And if you feel froggy, jump. You know, if you feel like you want to set some big goals and be bold, let's go ahead and do that. You have a chance to do that now. So the setting of goals has never been easier. We're going to help you to track it. We're going to do everything we can to help to take it to another level from there. People who are successful tend to be more successful simply because they know where they're going. When you set a goal, something about your mindset, something about your subconscious mind tells you you're now heading in that direction. Before setting the goal, it's optional. It's something you could change your mind about or not tell anybody. But when you set a goal and you make it public, the odds of you being successful just go up like you can't believe. Imagine what would happen to a ship if they didn't know where they were headed. What if they didn't have a destination in mind? You know, where would it end up? Those are the kind of things you got to start thinking about. And the bottom line is our modern society is ordered to provide for the weak. And not to reward the strong. That's the way it's always been. And what we've got a chance to do is you step up and say, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to take. My mindset has always been, I have an imagination where I feel like failure has what I want to achieve in its hand. And I've got to reach over and I got to grab it from failure's clutched hand before they take it away. And I'm going to go out there and do that. And I'm going to make something happen. The third thing that he says out of this is that you become what you think about. You know, if you think about winning, that's what's going to happen. As the old expression says, we become what we think about. Most people don't know about it or understand it, which is what makes it strange. How that's not something that's natural, I don't know, but it's just not natural. A lot of times people let themselves get negative or get down or get frustrated and or feel like maybe it's just not for me or maybe I just can't do it. You know what? That's a mindset. You change your mindset, you change everything else. The great Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius said, a man's life is what he makes of it. It really is. You can go out there and you can make something of it no matter where you're starting, no matter how many times you've got to start over. The last one is the one, and it makes it all worth it. You have to desire it deeply, concretely, and have it at the front of your thoughts every day. That's what I've done. So many of our great leaders have done that. What we're trying to do now is add to our great leaders. We want to make sure that we've got a chance to have hundreds and eventually thousands of great leaders, and we're trying to do it in 2018. Now, why are we doing that? Well, because I think that down deep, if you really were to ask every one of our leaders what they want to accomplish here, I think all of them, the one thing they would all share is that they would like to become a seven-figure earner in overrides. They would like to have over $1 million a year come in from building of a team. Now, if that's the case, I don't think there's a person listening to this or will listen to this that can't do that in the next 12 to 18 to 24 months. Now, why do I say that? Because I know this system, I know our leaders, I know what we're doing. And I'll tell you something else. We're going to do that in 18 and 19. And then you remember you heard this first from me. Do you know that we're so lucky we've lived long enough to have a year come along called 2020? I mean, you can obviously imagine what that's going to be. Crystal clear vision, crystal clear sight of what we're trying to accomplish. I believe 2020 is going to be the year when all of our best leaders make over $1 million a year in overrides. And so we've got 18 and 19 to front end load this and put that in place and get that mindset developed. I don't care if you're starting over from scratch today, you can work hard for a couple years and put yourself in that position to do that. If you think about nothing big, chances are you become nothing big, and vice versa. If you think about what it would feel like and look like and be like, how would you live? How would you take care of your family or your church or your charities? What would you do if you made $1 million a year in overrides? What would that look like? And let me ask this to you. If you're not going to do it here, where would you do it? How could you do it? And even if you did it somewhere else, how long would it last? That's the thing you got to ask yourself. If you build it here and get that framework in place, it lasts and you grow from there. And this is such an inflation-proof, recession-proof business that you can make that continue to grow and maybe by 21 or 22 or 23 be making multiples of $1 million a year. That's what we have in mind. That's what we see here. That's why we're doing all this. I know that many of you have told me you feel like, you know, some of us have been doing this for a long time and we've got a year or two or three ahead of us, maybe four or five ahead of us. We really want to tee it up and then maybe kind of start playing a little more golf or travel a little more. I think that sounds great. But what are we going to do those 4 or 5 years? And what if we did it all together, arm in arm? You know, what if we had the velocity of alignment that we went out there and really got in formation, and how fast could we go then? And point number 4 is, as you sow, you shall reap. You probably heard that before. The land doesn't care if it returns poison or returns corn. You choose. You just decide what you want your business to be, what you want your mind to be, what you want your income and your success to be, and you go out there and you make it happen. So you start by asking yourself, what have I been doing up to this point? Have I let the frustrations of where I'm not yet affect me going forward? Because that's where people are. I remember something, you know, there's things in history that become defining moments. Some people say that you know, when JFK was shot, it's a moment nobody will ever forget. And as you go forward into our modern times, you know, a lot of people say when the Space Shuttle Challenger crashed, that was a moment they'll never forget. Well, you know why? One of the reasons I remember that day, when that thing crashed, I was standing in my meeting room because I was in this business in 1986. And I was looking at a 19-inch TV watching it happen. And right behind that 19-inch TV was one of those dark blue, kind of royal blue felt boards that you would stick letters in. And I was such a brilliant leader back then. I spent all this time and very perfectly lined up the name of every one of our leaders that we had part of our team back then. And I thought it'd be kind of a cool idea to have this running leaders bulletin of what they were doing. And I was in the middle looking at it thinking, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever done, because nobody was doing anything yet, including me. We were just really getting rolling. I was a new SMD and they were new, and we were all just getting rolling. And so I ended up taking that thing down, but I'll never forget that moment there. And so think about it, you know, your mind can do anything that you assign to it. But what people do is they end up focusing on little things instead of big ones. I started focusing on the big numbers. I started focusing on building a big team, and I quit being such a micromanager of all the little things. And guess what? A big team started to happen. So do you want to excel at what you're doing today? You know, do you want to go places in our company and do you want to have a chance to become wealthy? Do you want to have a chance to be rich? If you do, I know many of you came here with that as one of your goals. We love helping families and serving their needs. We love that. But at the same time, you would love to have a business where you became rich. So all you've got to do is plant that seed in your mind, care for it, and then work steadily towards that goal, and it can become a reality. That started happening from the minute Earl wrote The Strangest Secret. It just blows my mind that it not only will, but there's no way that it cannot. You see, that's the law. Like the laws of Sir Isaac Newton, the laws of gravity, you make sure that you put these thoughts in your mind. You set these goals. You be positive and watch what happens. So here's the 30-day challenge, point number five. Put your vision on an index card. And that's the old way to set it. Maybe the modern day version is to put it in notes in your phone, or to maybe write it out on a post-it note, stick it on your computer monitor, or just someplace, put it on your mirror at home. Someplace where you're gonna know what it is that you wanna get accomplished here, okay? Write down specifically what it is that you want. Make sure it's something that's clearly defined, not generic, but specific, okay? And then stop thinking about what it is that you think is slowing you down, what you're afraid of. You know, are you afraid of what somebody's gonna say? Well, how do you think Bill and I feel about going out there announcing to the world we're gonna triple our business? You think there's people thinking that's funny right now? I promise you they do. They're like, those guys can't triple the shoot data, blah, blah, blah. Part of the reason we're so gonna enjoy this is because I wanna see the look on their face when we do it, when we become the first, if not the first, the second team to ever hit 100 million plus net points in a year. I think we got a chance to do even way more than that. If you really look at the quality of the leaders we have, and if they'll organize and get these goals set and follow up and start doing this, I can't even tell you how crazy this is going to be and how big it's going to be. But always remember, it's easier to get sucked into negativity. I can tell you that people do that. You know, act as though it were impossible to fail and watch what happens. One of the things that I've always admired about the guy that helped us start this company is that that was his mindset. He thought it was impossible to fail no matter what happened. And I believe that's a part of what we all need to learn from that era, that the impossibility achieving becomes something that begins with impossibility thinking, you know, writing down something that's that big. And then part number seven, the third part of this, is to serve people wholeheartedly. Serve people, not sell people, not recruit people, serve. Help them do something that's good for them. Your success will always be measured by the quality and quantity of the service that you render. That's what Earl Nightingale said back in the 50s, back as many of us were just being born. He said that, and it's still true to this day. People have this law backwards. It's like the person who stands in front of the stove and says, give me heat and I'll add the wood. You know, that's what people do sometimes. And I can't believe that they think that's gonna work. You gotta be positive first. You gotta think big first. You gotta be bold first. The only people who make money work at the mint. The rest of us have to earn it. So we've gotta go out there and make this happen. Concern yourself with the service first and the money will come second. Go out there and build your team, make this go, you know, repeat this challenge over and over again until it becomes part of you. Put it on your mirror, put it where you need to have it so you understand what it is that you're trying to do every single day. That's what you're trying to do here. Start today. You have nothing to lose, and I think you have a life. You have a business. You have success. You have prosperity to gain, to win. That's what we have a chance to do here. There is no doubt in my mind that this is the day when all this begins. You know, the beginning of a year, you know, you've set some New Year's resolutions. Some of you did that with your business. Some of you did it with your personal life, whether it be going on a diet or stopping smoking or anything like that. Take a look at your business. You know, some of you don't realize how positioned you really are. You take the number of people you have licensed today, get them to make a commitment. As people get licensed, get them to make a commitment. You, of course, make your commitment. You realize as an SMD, you just have to have four people make that commitment along with you, and you make the commitment, and the five of you can reach the SMD commitment and get that recognition. Of course, some of you have put down double and triple and quadruple and even more for your base shop. So it's going to take more, but you're going to achieve more, and you're going to do more, and you're going to have more. And that's what you came here to do. So I hope that you'll go there, make your commitment, help us to do this, be part of this. History is here to be made. The people that are part of a history-making team never forget that as long as they live. I hope you feel that way. I know I do, and I know Bill does. And I've had so many conversations over the last few weeks with our senior leaders, and I think all of them agree that we're due. You know, that we're going to be at a convention together in a couple weeks. That'll be the beginning of this. That'll be the people that we're going to build this with, the foundation of it. I think that we're just a couple years away from filling an arena with people. That's how big this is going to be. And all of us are going to look back and we're going to say, do you remember that first convention where we all got in that room in that hotel where Elvis used to do his thing? We're going to be in that same room. And I think we could do something just as prolific as what we did as we built the company and what we're trying to do now going forward. So I hope you'll make your commitments, step up. Now's the time to do it. If you're not coming to the convention or you're all of your team's not, let's make that happen. You know, it's a few weeks away, so we've got time. Make something happen. Do something crazy and watch what happens for you from there. So thanks for all you're doing. I hope you have a great rest of the month. We're looking forward to a great VIP day here coming up Thursday. And I look forward to seeing you guys here this week. And of course, I'll see you on Las Vegas. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.